Speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In my last job before ordination, as a youth and community worker working in Maidenhead, on Friday evenings we hired a disco, which attracted young people in the area of the youth centre and proved to be very popular. The kind of kids you might have seen on your television screens this week making havoc in Southampton, and also if you watched that amazing programme, Freddie Flintoff's Fields of Dreams. If you haven't seen that, watch it. It's amazing. Anyway, on that last job, on Friday evenings, we hired this disco. I cannot say that I really enjoyed those discos. In fact, they were quite fraught sometimes. But nevertheless, it kept me in touch with the popular music of the day. And one of the groups often aired was the Swedish group ABBA. Their songs with their strong harmonies, beat lyrics, included Dancing Queen and I Have a Dream. Let me remind you of the latter's lyrics. I have a dream to help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels. And when I know the time is right for me, I'll trust the stream. I have a dream. I have a dream, a fantasy, to help me through reality. And my destination makes it worth the while, pushing through the darkness yet another mile. So I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels when I know the time is right for me. I'll cross the stream, I have a dream. So words and music resonating with the then youth culture, and indeed into the present day. Mamma Mia and all that. After all, ABBA were a very talented group, still are, and they're still very popular today. A song then about angels, somehow helping, a means of coping with life's trials and concerns, possibly avoiding something darker, or just simply relinquishing reality and living a life of fantasy. But whatever, these lyrics that strike an understandable chord in daily life of many not necessarily familiar with our Christian faith. And other examples of angels helping come to my mind that perhaps have an impact on them before ABBA. Maybe something like the kind of angel that helps, featured in that film It's a Wonderful Life, that has revived in its popularity in more recent years, getting a regular broadcasting at Christmas, a real good feel-good factor film for many. Goodness triumphing over evil and selfishness. But obviously belief in angels and of that sort has been around a lot longer than that. As we've heard, angels are part of both Jewish and indeed Islamic traditions, indeed our own scriptures and our literary heritage. Take Elizabethan times. Shakespeare, for instance, has his character, a grieving Hamlet, drawn by the recent supernatural experience of his friends to the high turrets of Elsinore to encounter the ghost of his late father, exclaiming then on seeing the apparition, "Angels and ministers of grace, defend us." Which leads into a more Christian Orthodox understanding then of the role of angels in the scheme of things, given the inclusion and role of angels in both Old and New Testaments. Angels capable in defending us, universally preventing tragedy, a necessary defense from fear and darkness and the inexplicable. So as our colleague for today reminds us, angels exist, but by the command and appointment of God. And yes, they are God's angels, because alas, there are not only good angels, but evil angels too. In our wilder culture, we continue to retain a conscious acknowledgement of the ongoing struggle between good and evil. And therefore, I can't resist in mentioning that marvellous series of films, Star Wars. Well, not about angels, and sure, a fantasy of sorts. In short, an imaginative future time of a galaxy far away in which forces of good and evil fight it out, planets and in deep space, an evil emperor seeking domination of the galaxy, aided and abetted by a fallen knight corrupted to the dark side, named Darth Vader. But up against them are the good knights. Obi-Wan Kenobi, for instance, or Luke Skywalker, if you really know those films, leading the forces of light who trust in the Force, fighting alongside others, including robots, animals, to their freedom. It's a story then of the universal battle of good and evil that includes redemption. Now, it's clear in the Old Testament, the New, the role of angels exercises a role of heavenly messengers, as we've sung today, communicating between God and humanity. Then there are the roles of the celestial choir, in a role of praise and worship in the liturgy of heaven, which our choir surely seeks to emulate. The exiled seer John, in our reading today, records a series of visions describing current and future events. He has a dream in which he sees a war in heaven of cosmic proportions, conflict breaking out between Michael and all God's angels on the one hand, and the red dragon, Satan, and his evil angels on the other. And Satan and the dark angels are thrown out of heaven and onto the earth, where the war continues following the decisive victory by Jesus on the cross. Spiritual warfare continues then, the powers of evil, decisively defeated first and foremost by Jesus, are still necessary in this, our fallen world. As our reading this morning implies then, it's not only Michael and angels of God who engage in this continuing struggle, but also the holy martyrs who suffer extreme persecution. The latter, of course, a reference in the Church of John's time, the refusal of the saints to submit to the authority of the dark pagan might of Rome and its evil emperors, i.e. the Red Dragon. And that spiritual conflict continues in our own day. This feast day should remind ourselves that from the moment of holy baptism, we, like Michael and those early church martyrs, are committed to become soldiers of Christ. Now, it's been fashionable in some circles in the church in recent years to question the military images and words surrounding the sacrament of baptism and confirmation. However, if we are serious and faithful to our baptism, we cannot ignore that the Christian life is in part a continuing conflict with those powers of evil. For we are marked, are we not, with the cross as a reminder of that struggle. Angel of God surely aid us in the conflict, but we too are called to play our part, as words from St. Paul remind us, from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 onwards. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet girded with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. If that's not military language, I don't know what is. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. So yes, I believe in angels, but not simply in that kind of wistful sense and tone of Abba. Good song though it is. And yes, there have been times when it seems angels have been an extra aid to see me through, servants and messengers of God. And yes, angels aiding and shaping the character of our churches, which I've known and worshipped in, indeed shaping this church and its character here at St. Helens. For our faith in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit binds us together as a spiritual army. For as the angels and souls of the faithful in their different orders are one in heaven, so are we here on earth, bound with them in one communion of fellowship, as we shall shortly proclaim and sing in the Sanctus. For I believe it is in that context, faith and belief in the whole company of heaven, joined with us here on earth together as servants of God in Jesus Christ, our faith, including belief in angels, cannot simply be reduced to that of a fairy tale fantasy. We are all called to participate in that ongoing struggle until the coming of our Lord's kingdom, foreseen by the seer John, is finally accomplished. The evidence of evil is all too obvious, and so obvious in our own current time. That being so, to pray and think and how and with what means we as a congregation reach out and connect with the wider population of Abingdon, who may well include ABBA fans, who may well be fans of Star Wars, etc., but moving them onwards to a realization beyond mere fantasy and their wistful thinking, to make that dramatic leap of faith, to combine with us in striving for God's kingdom, albeit abetted and aided by angels and archangels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.